Storm chasers can be a big help during hurricane season. Storm chasing roofers, not so much, especially the door-to-door variety. That's why Jack C. Wilson Roofing Company will never send someone to your door uninvited. We'll never use subcontractors either. That commitment to customer service and satisfaction is why we've been the first name in Jacksonville roofing for nearly 80 years, and why we'll be here long after those fly-by-night companies have flown the coop. Request your free estimate at jackcwilsonroofing.com.
Hey guys, happy Thursday. It's Megan from the Big 8 Morning Mess, and you're listening to BabeCast. Here's the thing. I love shopping. If you know me, you know that about me, and I buy all this stuff unnecessarily, and it might be a slight problem. But I'm super stoked when I hear about people opening new stores, which is an opportunity for me to go spend more of my money that I don't have. I'm super excited for today's episode. A new boutique coming to Jacksonville Beach called Ingwaz. The store is not even open yet, but I can already tell that I'm going to be obsessed with it. And it's right in my hometown, so I'm very excited. I can just hop right on over, or drive, because normal people don't hop. She has incredible style, she's smart, she's extremely driven, and I'm excited to welcome to BabeCast, Kara.
Hello, thank you for having me.
It's been a big year for you so far, I hear.
It has.
We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about, you know, everything that's happening in your life, but I've been following you for a while, which we were just talking about, which is like such a creepy thing to say. I've been following you for a while.
I know you.
So where are you from?
I'm from outside of Philadelphia originally.
Oh, really?
From Newtown, Bucks County. So it's about like 40 minutes outside of the city. That's where I grew up. And then I lived in Philly for about 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah. I went to school in Philly. And then
when you were a kid?
No, as an adult.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So you haven't been here for very long then?
It'll be 2 years in August.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm new.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what did you move here for?
Just a change of scenery.
Okay. Do you know anybody here?
I do. My sister lives here.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
She moved here a year before I did. This is where her husband's from. So she moved here to be, obviously, with her husband.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people move here that are not, like, typically from here.
Yeah.
I find those, like, rare gems every once in a while where it's like, I'm from Jacksonville. I'm like, what?
Are you, though?
I'm not from Jacksonville. Liar! So did you go to school here, or did you go to school in Philly?
I went to school in Philly. Yeah.
What was your degree?
I graduated fashion merchandising.
Okay, so you already like have a good foundation, and you knew this is what you wanted to do,
yes,
kind of thing.
100%. This was like always my,
since you're a little kid.
Yeah, most people say like little girls dreaming of their wedding when they're kids. Like I've always just dreamed of opening my own store.
I've never dreamed about my wedding. Is that weird?
I don't think so. I feel like
I have friends who they're like I've been planning my wedding since I was a little girl, and I'm like, that's never even been a thing that's in my mind.
Right.
Like, recently I started thinking about it because I'm getting older, but I'm like, I don't know. It's never been a thing that I thought about.
I feel like
it's
a very old school thing to always be dreaming of what your wedding would look like.
And now it's just like women busting ass, you know,
yeah,
just like focusing on themselves.
Right. Their career. It's,
right.
It's different.
I kind of like it.
I do too.
Okay. So what do you do? I know you're like, you're busy, but what do you do in your free time around Jacksonville? Like, what's your favorite thing to do?
Honestly, I live at the beach, so I love just going to the beach, hanging out with friends.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of boring, but
no, that's exactly what I do. So then I guess I'm boring. So what's your favorite place to go to at the beach?
I just kind of stay away from Jack's Beach bars.
Same.
I mean, I've definitely gone to them, and they can be fun if you're in the right mindset.
Yeah.
Surfer's pretty cool.
I've only been there once, so I guess because I'm getting older, like I'm not in the, like in college I would have been down single
100%.
Night. You know, but now I'm like, it's too crowded. I don't want to wait in line at the bar to get
right.
a drink.
Yeah, mind you, I only go there for like dinner.
Right.
Or I'm
like
there
a
for...
happy hour
yeah,
cocktail.
Exactly.
And you can like watch the ocean.
Right.
I'm into that. We go to Green Room a lot.
I've just gotten really into Green Room.
Okay. Yeah. Are you into like beer like that? Or
yeah.
you like you're more like a beer or a liquor person?
Both, but I like beer.
I like it all.
Yeah.
We're
gonna
be
to
great friends. I always wonder like if I'm gonna ask someone that question, they're gonna be like, I don't drink. And I'm like, all right, just kidding.
Awkward.
Now I don't know what to say.
Yeah. No, I do like beer, and Green Room has been my new favorite, probably.
Yeah, I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
We probably go there too much.
I haven't seen you there.
We're there a lot, so I don't know.
I'll keep an eye out. Next time we'll see you.
Okay, so you moved down to Jacksonville only a couple years ago,
yeah.
And then did you have a job when you moved?
I did. So I've been with Urban, URBN, for about 8 years.
And that is Free People, Urban, and Anthropology?
Yes, correct. So most of the time has been spent with Free People. I started there when I was a junior in college, working in stores. And then I kind of just worked my way up the ladder. I started as a stylist, which is the equivalent of a sales associate, and then became an MIT, which is a manager in training, and then an assistant store manager. And then I actually went to Urban Outfitters home office and was a buyer for, for Urban for a couple of years.
Oh, what a great gig.
Yeah. And then
I feel like that's first fashion merchandising dream.
Yeah.
Like goals. Like that would be for me at least. I don't know.
It was great. It was an awesome experience. But I hit 2 year mark and I just, that was when I was like, I need a change of scenery. I kind of want to get out of Philly. And so I transferred down here to the Anthropology store in the town center.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it's there. So funny that you're from Philly, but you're like, I'm such a beach person. It's, like, because that's such a change,
I
right?
I know. It's, but I feel like it's always kind of been who I feel so much more myself here than I think I did in Philly. Don't get me wrong. I loved Philly.
Right.
I honestly, if you had asked me 5 years ago if this is where I would be, I wouldn't have said Jacksonville, Florida. Like,
right.
So odd to me.
But somewhere near the ocean, maybe, because you feel like it's
yes.
like more you.
Yeah. And we grew up going to Jersey Shore. Well, not.
Is that
the Jersey Shore?
Yeah, fist pump. Yeah.
But for the summers, we would be at the beach, which I think.
Okay, so that's what you do. Like, I'm that because you're kind of landlocked, right?
Yeah.
Like, that gives me anxiety because I've always, I mean, I've lived in Florida my whole life.
Yeah.
I'm from South Florida, but like, we were always able to drive if it's 30 minutes to the beach. You know, now we're lucky enough to live on the beach
right.
where it's affordable, but I don't know how it would feel to not. I guess because I'm
claustrophobic.
Yeah, like, yeah. Do you feel the landlocked feeling? Is that a thing, or is it just?
It can be a thing. I was lucky enough to have a car in the city and be able to drive home to Bucks County when I needed to get an escape. Which, if you've never been, Bucks County is beautiful. It's very open. So that was kind of like a breath of fresh air getting out of the city and going back there. And then we also had our house in Margate, so that was by the ocean
in Florida.
No,
New Jersey. Because
I'm there a Margate in Florida?
I was born in Margate in South Florida,
and I was
just like, "Oh my god!" Because no one knows where that is.
Yeah, that's
so
funny.
That's really funny. Okay, so you're at Free People when you moved.
When I moved down here, I started Anthro.
Okay,
I was with them
Anthro.
For about 3 months. Then I went to Urban Outfitters because I got a promotion. I was with them for about 6 months, and then I became the store manager of the Free People in the town
because
center.
That's a newer store.
Yeah, it was about a year old once I became the store manager there.
It's only a couple years old now, right?
Yeah, it just celebrated its 2 year anniversary in March.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how was that? I mean, that's obviously what you
yeah.
are passionate about is like being in the fashion industry. Is that something that you really enjoyed and felt fulfilled from?
Or? I loved it. I mean, being a store manager for Free People had always been a dream. So when I got that opportunity, it was funny. I was actually thinking about moving back to Philly at the time that this offer kind of came about, and I'm so glad that I stayed and took it because now I'm loving Jacksonville and love being here. And
now you feel like you're at home.
Yeah, I feel great here. So
do you have any like terrible retail horror stories?
Oh, man.
Because I grew up, my mom is like one of those ladies that sprays perfume at people in the middle of the mall.
So at people.
I know. I like every movie and TV show makes it seem like that's what they do. But that's what my mom does still to this day. Mm-hmm. She did it when I was a baby, like forever. But she always had those retail hours. So Christmas, Black Friday.
Yeah.
Like, is that like a nightmare for you? Or did you feel like that was...
It really
just
doesn't.
Whatever.
It just
you
it comes
to
with
it.
The job. You get used to it. I'm sure in the beginning, it was frustrating when I was just like a sales associate. That was probably, I can't remember exactly how I felt, but I'm sure I was annoyed. But
right.
now it's just, I mean.
But you kind of deal with that stuff if it's something you want to do.
Yeah.
Right?
There's always a con to your job. So that just happens to be the.
Right. So what made you feel like you wanted to take the step out of leaving like the corporate lifestyle and then start something on your own? So we can talk about your store now,
yeah.
obviously. Okay, so I know. I was like doing a big buildup. So you're opening a boutique in Jacksonville Beach?
I am, yes. It's on 9th Ave North. So
you already have the space and everything?
Yes, the space is there. It's opening in September.
Wait, it's on 9th North?
Yeah, so by Mellow. It's
is it next to
Yeah, so it's next to the Ecolux Spa.
Okay.
It's right next door to that.
Oh my gosh. What's it called?
It's called Inguaz.
Inguaz.
So it's spelled I-N-G-U-Z.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was totally saying Ingus. Like
I knew it was going to be a difficult name. No, everyone's going to say it differently until they actually hear it.
What does it mean?
So it's a rune symbol that means the start of a new creative process. And my sister and I actually have the symbol tattooed on our wrists.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which we got probably about 4 or 5 years ago. The tattoo came first, and then I was like, this would be a perfect name for...
Absolutely. It really is standing for exactly what you're doing.
Exactly.
Okay, so the store, when's the store opening?
September 5th.
That's exciting. When did you actually leave Free People? And like, was this something that you thought of forever and you just were like, okay, now I'm going to do it? Like, what was the deciding moment that you were just like, okay, I got to do this and follow my dream. Now's the time.
Yeah.
Something happen or you just were like, this is it?
I mean, I knew that I always wanted to do it, but there was always this like fear of failing that was holding me back. And then I went home over Christmas, this past Christmas, and I was just talking about my job with my parents and kind of my future and where I saw myself, and the talk of the store came back up, and they knew this was always something that I wanted to do. And my brother-in-law had said to me, never be scared to ask for help. And I think in that moment I was like, okay, well, this is what I want to do. I can't do it alone. I need your support. So
Right. They
all like got behind me, and I cannot put into words how thankful I am for my parents, my sister, my brother-in-law. They've been such an awesome support system. So it was like in that moment that I was like, okay, I'm doing this.
That's amazing. Yeah. Because they all believe in you, and they know and you, like, all you need is just like a little bit of a step.
Yeah,
so then you're like, all right, Free People, peace out, or Urban, or whatever.
Yes. Yeah, so I've only been out of Free People for about 2 weeks now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is all super new.
Yeah.
But you had you been planning it before you gave your 2 weeks or whatever?
It was so hard keeping it a secret.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because you kind of have to, because you want to keep your job.
Yeah.
But was everybody really supportive? Or
100% everyone.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so in September it's opening.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing to prepare? I'm sure a lot.
Yes.
But like what is something that you've been like has taken up your time?
So I was just in LA last week for LA Market for a buying trip.
Do you have connections with that already since you've kind of already done that, or how does that work?
I do. I have good experience just from working at Urban as a buyer.
Right.
And I've made connections. I haven't worked with a lot of people that I'm working with now just because what I was buying at Urban necessarily doesn't translate over to what I'm buying now. But just like how to interact with the showrooms and kind of all like how to get in touch with people.
But you already have this experience.
Yes,
so you kind of know what you're doing from that point.
Yeah, it was a very smooth transition, very easy for me to kind of just...
What's the difference that you found between doing it for like a big corporation and then yourself? Do you think it's harder or...
Not that it's harder, but it's definitely going to be a lot of trial and error for the first year probably, just because I'm not sure how much to buy yet. You know, like
right.
I'm kind of just making guesses at this point.
Is it a smaller store though?
Or? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
And obviously for Urban I was buying 10,000 units, 20,000 units.
Right.
So here I'm buying 6 units.
Right.
But, it's gonna be a lot of trial and error in the beginning and kind of figuring out what my customers want and what they don't want and then going from there.
So what is the vibe of your store? Like, can you put it into words or explain kind of what the clothes are gonna look like? Or are you gonna have jewelry? Is there gonna be...
Yeah, so it's women's and men's apparel and
that is exciting.
Yes.
Because here's the thing. My boyfriend is always complaining about like not finding unique things.
Yeah.
And he orders everything online because
he
like can't stand any of the stores here.
Yeah.
No offense to any of the stores.
No,
but just for him personally, like I go to the stores here, but I'm just saying, so that's really cool because there's nothing like that in Jacksonville Beach.
I mean, there's the surf shops are at the beach and they have a great selection, but I think I'm going to be offering something different that guys here necessarily can't find. Like a lot of people are doing their online shopping and they can go to the town center, but getting a guy to go all the way to the town center and like do a full shopping trip is
And it's like 1,000 degrees.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even want to do that. I don't either. It's so hot out.
Yeah.
He doesn't even want to try anything on.
Right.
He's like, this all this stuff is the same.
Yeah.
You kind of get, so it's refreshing to have a new store.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm especially excited because obviously it's like so close to where I live, and it's like nice to be able to stop into a store really quick if you want something cute to go out in or whatever. That's exciting. So what kind of clothes are you going to be carrying? I mean, is it reflecting on your personal style?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, for people who don't know who I am, I'm I'm not like a girly girl, and I wouldn't necessarily, I think people would think I'm very boho because I worked at Free People, but that's not necessarily the case. I've been describing it as Venice Beach meets Byron Bay is like the style of it.
I love it.
It's like pretty with a little bit of edge.
Right. That's like exactly what I love too.
Yeah.
I'm not really like, I love, don't get me wrong, I love a good dress. Like I love a good floral print, but I'm like, mostly I'm wearing like jorts and like ripped up stuff and like sneakers or sandals. Like I'm not really like a dressy up kind of girl.
Right. So or like if I do like to dress up, then I like to like rough it up a little bit with something. Like a pair of Vans or
A really nice dress with like a pair of like Vans or like dark boots. That's like my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. It's gonna be right up my alley. Yeah. Thank you for creating the store for
me. You're so welcome.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Okay, so who would you say, do you have somebody in your head that is kind of like your ultimate style icon?
I do. So Erin Wasson has always been someone that I like idolize. She is a model. She lives out in, I guess she lives in LA and New York, but she's just somebody that I've always looked to for fashion inspiration. And she's definitely has that like rocker girl chic look to her, and she pulls it off so well. And then also, and it's funny because I don't actually know her name. I only know her Instagram name. But
no, that's totally my life.
It's the Salty Blonde.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, she lives out in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So like her style.
She lived in New York and now she lives in Hawaii. I know. Those are my friends.
I'm totally BFFs.
I'm such a loser. I literally refer to people who are like, have high followings, like bloggers or whatever, as like people that I'm like, did you see what she's wearing today?
Yeah.
I'm like, I think we all do it.
We do. It's
that's
fine.
The point. They're
right?
Like making a living off of it, and it's inspiration.
Exactly.
Do you feel like you go to social media or maybe Instagram specifically for inspiration, or like Pinterest, or what are you
definitely
like?
Instagram. It's so easy. It's like
it's
on your
easy.
Phone. You can just scroll through it. I mean, I go to Pinterest as well, but Instagram is like,
And
I get like in those black holes where I'm like scrolling through and then I like find my, an hour later, I'm like on somebody's.
I find all these people. I'm like, next day, my whole feed is different. I'm like, who are all these people that I'm following? So, do you feel like there's kind of, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be like that, but since it's at the beach, is there kind of like a beachy vibe to it?
Yes, 100%.
The Salty Blonde, she wears, you know, I feel like she's similar to you.
Yeah, she's very beachy.
Yeah.
And there's definitely going to be a beachy vibe to my store.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Are you picking out brands that are like brands that people know, or these are just like random? What are like some of the brands that you love, or that you, even if you're not going to carry, like that you would like want to carry one day?
Yeah, so I'm obviously, like I just said, obsessed with Instagram, and I've been trying really hard to find brands that necessarily aren't in other boutiques in Jacksonville, because there's a great selection out there already, so I want to make sure that I'm offering something different. And I love a lot of the fashion that's coming out of Australia, so I've been able to find a lot of brands, Australian brands, that were willing to work with me. So just to name a few, and you may have never heard of them, but Roustic.
That sounds familiar.
The Bear Road, and then Rowie the Label.
Okay.
There are three Australian brands that I'm most excited about to have.
So you're going to get them from there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so I'm really excited.
Because,
about
you know, I just found out, or maybe it was England or something, my boyfriend ordered something, and to return it was like, it was just a shirt, but it was like $35 to return. So that's really exciting if you can have access to that kind of stuff right in your hometown.
Right.
As opposed
to, you don't
to
want to go. I remember before I was buying these, going on their website, and obviously it's from Australia, and the shipping was like $25.
It's crazy.
I'm not buying that. So I'm really excited to be able to offer that to people here.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Mm-hmm. So are you getting close to being done, or what kind of stuff do you have left to do?
So I'm waiting. So the space that I got was in really great condition. I didn't have to do much of anything to it. Just some small build out, like the fitting rooms and the cash wrap. So that'll hopefully start in July and be wrapped up by the end of July. And then the rest is just merchandising.
It's going to be like here before you know it.
It really is. I keep saying, people like, oh, it's not opening till September. And then I'm like, holy crap. That's June 21st right now.
Well, it's almost July. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Is anyone going to be helping you out, or are you starting off all by yourself?
So my sister will help me, which I'm very fortunate that
she's. But this
she's
is just
here.
Your story. Like, your sister's just going to maybe help you out.
Yeah, it's okay. Mine. But she'll help me for sure. And then, I mean, in the beginning, it really will just be
just
me.
Just be you, yeah.
Until hopefully I'm successful and can hire more people. But I'm going to be running the show.
Because then you got to, like, run your social media and...
Everything.
Oh my gosh. Do you plan on, or would you like to partner with any other local businesses or?
Absolutely. I feel like part of the reason why I love it here so much is that local community feel to it and like everyone supporting each other. And
right.
I'm so excited to be a part of that like business community. So I definitely would love to partner with other boutiques at the beach or in
Absolutely.
Riverside. Like, I don't see it as, I mean, obviously it's competition, but I don't see it like.
But you're not like. Literally carbon copying someone else's stuff. Like, you're going from your own inspiration and this is your own idea.
Right.
So, I mean, and honestly, there's only a few stores out there like that. There's really not a lot. So I feel like there's so much room.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
When I heard about that, I was like, oh my God, yes, finally.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I mean, I'm really excited about the men's portion of it.
Yes, because that's so different.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for anybody listening who is maybe trying to break off that corporate life and try to do their own thing? Maybe it's been a dream of theirs for a while, just like you.
Similar to the advice that I got from my brother-in-law, you know, don't be scared to ask for help. I was lucky enough to have parents that were very supportive. And then also a big thing for me is kind of just trust the timing of your life. I remember being in Philly wanting to do this and it didn't work out. And I'm so happy that it didn't work out
right.
in Philly, because this feels so much more like the right time for me. And you'll know when you're supposed to do something. So just wait it out and trust that.
And now you have all the experience too, which is definitely going to help you. Like, you probably wouldn't have had that before.
No.
I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Everybody should go follow you on social media. Does your store have a Instagram or anything?
It does. @__ and then Inguz. So it's INGUZ.
And then do you want people to follow you personally?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Why not?
You have really amazing pictures. I love them.
Thank
you. So you guys should go follow her.
Yeah. So that's @CaraMonte, CaraMonte.
Keeping it really easy. I appreciate it. Then look forward to her store that's opening up in Jacksonville Beach in September 5th.
Yes.
I'm so excited for you. I can't wait to go. I'm going to come like the day that it opens.
Please do.
Knock on the door like, hey, let me in. I need an outfit. Thank you, Kara.
Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.